Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Hi, Belle. How are you?
Hey, Cannabis Kid. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your week going so far?
Pretty good for September
26,
2012.
Almost October.
You
got almost
October. I can't even handle it. The year's gone. What's going on? It's going so fast.
I have no idea.
We're on hyper speed.
It'll be Christmas here pretty soon.
I know. Oh, don't even say it. Don't even say it. The schmoladays are coming. Well, why don't we go ahead and tell everybody, not about the schmoladays.
The schmoladays.
Let's not tell them about the schmoladays. They know. Let's tell them about Weed Day Wednesday. What is that all about?
Well, welcome to the Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast all about things medical cannabis. We have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about everything and about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona and the world at large.
Yes, this very large world of ours.
Yes.
You can call, email, or blog your questions every day. Call in every day. THCTucson@gmail.com. Send your questions to the Cannabis Kid and Bellstar. And then you can also, if you're out there and you know somebody who doesn't have a computer, well, call them on your real phone right now and tell them to call 646-915-8421, and you can actually chat with us. Tonight we have a really cool guest to chat with. I don't know if any of you all know, there's this great little guide out there in the world called Mary Jane Survival Guide. It's Arizona's. Mary Jane Survival Guide. But you can look at it online from wherever you are in the world at mjsurvival.com. It's a great little, it's a patient guide with, everything for patients here for medical marijuana. We're going to go ahead and talk with the creator of this. We're going to see if she's on the line now. Let's see. Give me a second here. Hello, Shirley.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hey,
Hello,
how are
Shirley.
You?
How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to Weed Day. Bellstar and Cannabis Kid here. Thank you for being on our show. Well, why don't you tell us a lot. I was going to say tell us a little bit. Tell us a lot about your guide here. We love this thing.
Well, you know what? It's been so well received, and we were so excited to put it together. The history of it is back in 2010, I was diagnosed with cancer. And when I was doing my chemo, and, you know, everything that goes with it, one of the patients mentioned that medical marijuana could be a solution for the nauseousness. And I had no idea where to go, what to do, how to get what I needed. So I asked a lot of questions. I did some research. I located what worked for me. And through the whole process, I went from taking, I can't even tell you how much oxycodone and using fentanyl patches to a half a brownie. So it was pretty clear to me that this was a better solution. So as I recovered, I started putting together this guide. And, you know, anytime you do any type of piece like this, of course you have to have advertisers or you don't survive, just in any other media. However, I think we really have a heavier, we lean heavier toward information. So as it progresses, we're now on our fourth volume, and I think, you know, it gets better each time. We get more people that are invested in its success and people that call us and want to write articles for us. And it's really become something in the community that people are engaged in that gives information to patients. So we're real happy with the results. And I can't wait to see where we're at a year from now.
How's the feedback been with the Mary Jane Survival Guide?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. We listen to, of course, you know, whatever anyone has to say, and it's been really well received. Not just by our advertisers and their customer base, but caregivers and some of the dispensaries that are coming out. And it's really been something that everyone's got a little bit of input in, but interestingly enough, we always put a patient journal in it because we think people keep the book and they write in it. And so if they have that patient journal that they can record their medicine in, not only does it keep our guide in front of them, but it also lets them have something that they can use. So we always did 2 pages, and 1 month we cut it back to 1. We had a lot of other articles going in, and so we cut the journal back to 1 page, and we got a lot of calls because people liked the 2 pages. So, of course, we went back to the 2 pages.
Wow.
So it's interesting, you know, that people have embraced it so well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And are you getting advertisers from only Arizona or other places?
We have out-of-state advertisers as well. And that's an area that I haven't pursued strongly, but it's something that I will be doing in the future.
Okay.
Who are you planning on targeting?
Well, I'd like to see not necessarily, it doesn't have to be just smoke shops and grow shops and certification centers. It can be anything. And in the section of our guide that has the directory area, you'll see we have, it's crazy. We have flower shops. We have insurance people. We have attorneys. We have crazy things that you wouldn't think would advertise in it, but do. So I'll be approaching some corporate advertisers as well to see if I can't get them engaged in it also.
Very nice.
Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are some of your most interesting advertisers? Let's just say that. Anybody?
Oh boy. You know what? They're all interesting. They're all interesting. A feature that we've recently started, we did it last month, and the new directory that comes out, it should be out by Friday. We've been doing reviews, so we actually go into a business and take photos and write an objective review on their business, what we see, what we think it's going to contribute to the medical marijuana community, and what patients can expect if they go there. So it's been great that people have been receptive to that, to just let us walk in the door and not knowing, you know, what's going to be written. But the first one that we did was for Elements in Phoenix and wrote an article for them. And then this month we have one for B&B Smoke Shops, which it was kind of a surprising experience because, I'm in a lot of smoke shops, and they pretty much are the same. You know, you walk in, you expect the same thing. And when we did this one, it was different. It didn't have some of the paraphernalia that you normally would see in a smoke shop. It's immaculate. And, you know, it was nice to be able to experience that and then share that experience with our patients. So that's the kind of thing that I really enjoy bringing to the table for people.
Sure.
You know, one of the areas that I'd like to do, too, is AZ Med Testing has been a amazing sponsor from day one with us. They have been really engaged with our success, and I really would like to do a feature comparing different types of cannabis so that the patients can really zero in on their needs. We touched on it a little bit in this next issue, but I think there's more that we can do with it.
Well, absolutely. That's a great idea. AZ Med Testing is an awesome company. We love them. Very important company.
Yeah,
that's
very
great.
Professional. Steve
yeah.
does a great job.
Sure
so
does.
It's great that as we pursue this and as it grows, the people that are involved in this industry, you really get some top professionals that are not necessarily in it for the money. They're in it to what they can do for the patients, which is certainly heartwarming for me, but it's just a great, it's a great thing to see that, that, you know, these people really want what's best for the patient, and they want to be able to put something out there that will help.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're all fighting for, the patients here. What can you give us an example of something that you've seen that's impressed you in the market today?
Well, I think I go into a lot of doctors' offices, you know, and some of them really do a phenomenal job. And, you know, these patients that come in, they have everything from MS to cancer to cystic fibrosis. They just have some horrific diseases that really are destroying their day-to-day existence. So, you know, sometimes I'm in a clinic and, you know, you listen to these patients and it's just heart-wrenching. And then you hear them and they are so optimistic about what this can do for them and how they're hopeful that they're going to be getting off of some of their meds and they're going to be able to have a better quality of life. And, you know, when you see that happen, when the clinic that you're in is really taking care of the patient, that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's always, you know, something that we all want to see.
So you have a, speaking of clinics and taking care of patients, you've got a doctor's page here. Do you personally know all these doctors here, or how is it that doctors can come to advertise with you?
Usually I know them, not personally that I know them, but I know them because I walked into their office and asked them if they'd be interested in advertising with us. So it isn't necessarily that, you know, I know them through, because personally throughout the industry, it's really just, you know, I've walked in, I've met them, I've seen their operation, and it goes from there.
Awesome.
So what has been your experience with compassion clubs and or the collectives in Arizona?
Well, you know, everything is so up in the air. It's it's difficult for the patients because they're unclear, and it's difficult for the owners because there's no clarification really for them. So it's not easy at this point, and some clarity would really be helpful.
Absolutely. Well, there's some great lawyers. I know you've got some lawyers in here. We had Jeffrey Kaufman on our show a couple weeks ago, and
a nice guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was wonderful.
Nice
and
guy.
Lots of great of information that lot of patients needed to hear.
Yeah,
yeah.
People can tune in and listen to that for clarity for sure. And also, Tom Dean is another great lawyer up there to call if people need help. And you know, you're right. It's hard and it's sad because patients do get misled and they get misinformation and then
they get confused,
they can get a lot of trouble that way, you know, and we don't want that.
Well, I think sometimes it also prevents them from pursuing it because they're so apprehensive that they continue on the path of the narcotics that they're using because they're afraid to try anything else. So even though the desire might be there, because of the difficulty with the laws, they're apprehensive.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, the patient has led so many times that, you know, they start you know, where is the right way to go. So
yeah,
we've seen a lot of them at Tumbleweeds where we've stuck them back onto the.
Well, your magazine, though, your guide here has a lot of great tips and advice and opinions, legal and otherwise. But what have been some favorite articles of yours?
We've got in this next issue, we've got a nice article by Jeffrey Kaufman. And, you know, he's very articulate. He's very knowledgeable. And he's very engaged with any litigation that's going on, so it really gives you some feedback on that. We did some articles this time, editorials, that we talked a little bit about the funding that has come into the state from certifications is mind-boggling. It was...
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct, I think it was $9.3 million came in the first year.
Oh, yeah.
And out of that, my understanding is it's in a specific fund, so there's not a lot they can do with it, but they have used some for administrative needs, and now they're also going to use some for kind of a watchdog group to come up with some type of offices that legislate a little more than what we've gotten in the past. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works.
Hmm.
So, you know, we did some research on that and did an article there. And, you know, there's a lot that you can really delve into in this industry, and so it's kind of an endless fountain of information that you can tap that keeps people informed, you know. So, you know, we try to do a little bit each time so that the patients know what to expect and they're apprised of current situations, and we go from there. And any of our patients or any of our advertisers that are interested in writing an article, you know, give me a call. I'm happy to have people on board.
Awesome.
That's great. Well, definitely. You'll spread the word about that.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed in the last month was the cannabuns, but who picks the recipes?
Well, not me. That is not my strong suit is not that, but my partner does.
Oh, great.
So, Yeah. So, yeah. Better them than me because, yeah, it would be ugly.
What are we looking forward to then in the next volume? What's the pick of that month?
Oh, how about some blueberry canapote on a canna biscuit?
Wow.
There you
fancy,
go.
Fancy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
I love it
for
how
me,
people are getting dairy.
Yeah. If it has more than four ingredients, I'm not doing it. This does it does look good, and to get the blueberries in there is even an extra benefit.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a never ending a supply of recipes that people can try.
Oh, it is never ending. It's wonderful. There's so many people with different allergies that they can try all sorts of different gluten free, sugar free.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, do you ladies get to try them out before the? Before
yeah, usually. Usually we have a little tasting there to make sure that it's something that's going to work well.
A qualified recipe.
Uh-huh. That's a good job. Right
yeah,
there.
That's a good one right there. Yeah. So we assume you're a patient then.
Absolutely.
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That was. You know, when I was going through everything, I wasn't able to smoke because the cancer had metastasized in my lung, and so that wasn't something that was recommended, but I definitely can do the brownies. And I will tell you, after having multiple surgeries, it was the one thing that gave me peace for a solid 3 hours at a time.
Wow.
It definitely has the magic to do that.
Yeah, and it didn't make me unable to function. I was still able to do everything I needed to do, but I didn't have that, you know, chronic pain is terrible, and I didn't have that stress from the pain. So I'm a real believer.
That's awesome. Have you touched the lives of others with your guide that you think maybe not have been touched, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've met a lot of people through it. I met a gentleman who has had MS for 20-some years. And throughout that period of time, you know, he's had times when he's been in a wheelchair for 6 months, you know, times when he was doing pretty well. And he started using it, and he uses a vaporizer and seems to do very well with it. But it's really helped him considerably. It's really, I don't know about MS pain. I don't know, you know, what it involves. But I do know that he had a really hard time walking. And the last time I saw him, he was doing amazingly well. You would never know. You would never know. So, you know, you see that kind of thing, and you don't understand, at least I don't understand, why this is such a big deal when it can help so many people. And how do you tell people no when it can provide relief for them? And why is it okay to give them an abundance of narcotics that have such terrible effects on their organs, but not give them this? So, you know, it's interesting as things go on. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out in the end, and with all these other states coming on board.
I know. It will be really interesting. We've got a live caller here, I think, that wants to say hello. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Welcome. You there?
Hi there, Tim. Hi. Well,
hey, Heidi.
Hi there. Hey, Weed.
Hey. We got another radio show busting in. Let's connect us here.
It sounds like I'm busting in. Sounds like I'm busting in on another magazine too.
Yeah,
I just went looked at MJSurvival.com. I just flipped through it.
Yes, it's a great magazine.
Nice.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, well, I just called up because the title. I love the title MJSurvival.com. I just think that's awesome. But one thing, I have some constructive criticism. May I offer it? Unsolicited?
Of course.
Okay, well, the only thing that I see wrong with this publication as I went through it is action calls for patients to work in a political manner and help lobby for their medicine. And why I say that is because what I didn't see in the publication, can you hear me?
You broke up a little bit. I didn't get that.
Okay. Let me get out where I got a better signal. I said the one thing, can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. The one thing I did not see in the publication that I think is critically hugely important for the survival of marijuana and medical marijuana is political action and calls to action for the patients to advocate and lobby for their medicine. And there's
Absolutely.
A huge reason for that. Because all the providers out there, they are already, for one, they're hugely busy. They're strung out even trying to get everything done to remain law-abiding, keep up with the laws and how they change. And you know, they have so much invested and so much at risk. Well, the patients, yeah, a lot of them are sick, but even if they're sick, they can open up their computer, they can write an email, they can vote, they can communicate with their congressmen and their local people, you know. So we need advocates at every level. We can't just have a few people out in each state. We need the patients to work too. So I guess I would encourage you to really encourage your subscribers and readers to vote and give them some things to do politically. Tell them who to write to or how to get in touch with them and what
needs
what? To
that's
be done.
That's excellent feedback.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate that. And like I said before, this is what makes us better, this type
mm-hmm.
of information that we can translate into something into the guide. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, we have to be as strong as we can, because the only way we're going to win this fight is, you know, we, like I said on my show today, we can't all be beaten. We all have to beat the same drum, but we can't all beat it in exactly the same tone.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got another
yeah.
live caller
I agree.
Here that wants to say hello here. So let's see if we get someone else here on the line. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. I was listening and was wondering, is the Survival Guide the one put out by Jason Reese?
He is my partner, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make one comment about the magazine. Is that okay? Or about,
absolutely.
In relation to this? Okay. There had been quite a few people that in the Tucson area that had been working with Jason for the certification center, and Jason had passed out 10, 25, and $50 coupons as discounts, you know, for the certifications.
You mean for AZMMCC?
Yes.
Okay, so that's entirely separate from me, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd just like to put it over the air that we had a variety of people in Tucson that worked for him, and he has not paid anybody. He is a thief, and we want to make sure that everybody listening knows do not deal with him.
Okay. Sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm a little unclear.
No, yeah, we're going to just let them talk to your partner about that separately and not to bring those kind of issues on air. We're really not about that business end of it.
Sorry
anyway,
about
sorry about that. We're just going to continue on chatting about the political end. I think that Let's Connect had I don't know.
He's still there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I'm here. I know nothing,
and,
but I can find
yeah,
out.
Yeah. I'm not sure how he's still.
Well.
Hello.
Hi. I'm here.
Okay.
You're here.
All right.
Sorry
about that. Sorry
about that. That and, I.
You know what?
Right,
that's okay.
Here.
everyone's got an opinion, and I guess that's an entirely different business, and I don't know anything
yeah.
about it. But
well, we didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't know how. Anyway,
that's
so
okay.
We were talking politically speaking,
and having the patients actually being
yeah,
able to speak out.
That's a really good idea, especially because our election's coming up, and you know, there's just with everything going on, there's so many people undecided, but there are so many people out there that do support this cause that we do really need to get in touch with.
I agree with you. I think that this would be a good feature in the guide. Maybe what I can do is provide the specific information so that patients know who to call and who to write to and give them everything that they need to do that, and let's see if we can't get more of a patient movement going.
Okay, yeah. We have another a patient here live in our audience that wants to say hello.
Okay.
Just speak up real loud.
Speak up right yeah. now. We have a live audience as well.
Oh, great.
Can you hear me?
Just speak up.
Oh, speak up. Can you hear me? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
more,
you're good. No, you're good. Just
okay.
just talk normal.
Oh,
you're good.
I just want to say thank you for page 16. I moved here, and when I got a hold of this, that really solved like one of my big questions. I came from a state where when I got diagnosed, it changed my life. Before I was diagnosed, I was a very avid gun owner and very, you know, proud American. And then when I came down with a variant of ALS, I had to make a choice. And when I moved, I didn't bring any of my guns with me. I wasn't aware of the law. And in your survival guide, you give a very, very direct statement that basically saved me from making a horrible mistake, and I was able to sign all my guns over to my uncle and legally transfer them to somebody, you know, who's a proper owner, and I gave up my gun rights, but I was almost going to bring them here and take the chance, and your guide basically prevented me from doing something very stupid. So thank you. You know,
great. Thank you.
It's great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So what's the news in the Phoenix area? What's going on up there? We get wind, but sometimes it's not the good one.
relative to?
To the...
Specifically?
Defenseries, how are people working up there? All the
just
kinds
the whole
of stuff.
Community.
The whole community, the whole cannabis community up in Phoenix.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of challenges with the whole dispensary situation. It would be great if we had more precise instructions on how to proceed with it, but that's not the case. So what I'm finding is there are people that did their homework before the drawing and knew everything that they could possibly know and proceeded accordingly. And then there are some that didn't do that, and so they're struggling. And any way you look at it, it's going to take time. But there's also some litigation going on that's kind of holding up. I know that Compassion, was it Compassion First?
Uh-huh.
Has had some challenges. So, you know, you work through it, and hopefully we're going to see some good results in the next 6 months. But I do think that people are moving very, very cautiously.
Yeah, they are. And rightly so, given what the news says they're going to do with everything.
Mm-hmm,
You know, definitely.
Well, I see, you know, even when I'm talking to potential advertisers, I think, you know, depending on the type of business that they have, they're very careful how they advertise and what they say, because they, you know, understand that, you know, they're kind of putting it out there. They don't want to have any repercussions. So the industry as a whole is, I think we're making progress where it's not so, you know, hidden and taboo and under the table. I think we're certainly making progress in that, but it's still a step at a time. It's certainly not proceeding as quickly as any of us would like.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. What are you finding in Tucson?
Pretty much the same thing. We're all just
kind of
waiting to hear.
Yeah.
Waiting game.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, the waiting game. And then every time something new happens, you know, everyone is up in arms about that, and then that passes, and we move forward an inch or two. So hopefully, you know, we're going to see some positive things come up in the next 6 months.
Now, what are you working on now? What's something new that's coming up that we should be looking forward to?
Well, what I'm also seeing is, just like you're doing at Tumbleweeds, where you have classes.
Right. You know, we have our trainings on the law and stuff like that on certain weekends.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm seeing more and more of that. I'm seeing caregivers are doing small seminars for their patients, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing. Yes.
And any information that you can get out there is great. I know that Kyle Cushman, who writes an article for us, does seminars as well, and he'll probably do another one in the next few months. The last one that I went to was really educational, and he covered a ton of topics. So,
and what was that one mostly on?
He did a lot on growing. Actually, he did
yeah.
a lot on growing. So he talked about the different strains and how they can help, you know, certain people with certain issues that he's seen in the past. So, you know, the more people we can get engaged in this, and the more knowledge and not, you know, if we can avoid throwing darts because someone's in the same business that you are, that would be great.
Well, and then
that would be great.
Yeah, enough to go around. Definitely enough patience.
Well, that's the thing. There's and everyone does things differently. You know, everyone has a different take on what's the best way of pursuing something. Everyone thinks their idea is the best, of course. But I think if we can pull together all of the information out there and as a conglomerate make some decisions and push forward as an industry, it's going to benefit all of us. You know, even if you look back at physicians and dentists and, you know, everyone else in that field, they all formed associations so that they had strength in numbers. And maybe they don't all agree on different courses of action, but there's something to be said about strength in numbers, and that's what we need to do.
Well, I hear you on that, you know. Definitely showing that we actually have the responsibility to take on something like this as patients,
right,
and showing that we can do this.
Right. And that, you know, it isn't some back room under the table business. It's an upfront professional. Yeah. Yeah. So in my opinion, that's what needs to happen.
To yeah. And actually making it safe for patients to come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't have any reservations and that they understand that they're not going to have any repercussions and that they're talking to knowledgeable staff and doctors that have their best interest at heart.
Now, are there any seminars that are happening in Tucson that you know of that you've been hearing about? Or
I have not, but I can certainly throw that out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, letting people know.
Let me put that on our website and find out where seminars are.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Yeah. It would be nice to have, you know, there's a ton of websites, and everybody's talking about this class and this seminar and this meeting and this whatever, but it would be nice if we had one place to go to for the information, a bulletin board, per se,
yeah,
where everything is.
Like a Craigslist for...
Yeah.
Are we going to be seeing you coming down and visiting us down here in Tucson soon and checking out...
would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come see Tumbleweeds Health Center. I know they'd love
to. I would love
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
That would be a great review as well, wouldn't it?
There you go, absolutely. We'd
such
love
a
to
great
have you
space.
Down.
They just
yeah.
it's so warm and welcoming. It's probably
well,
very
different than this.
More different than anything else I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Well, I looked at the website and I have to tell you, it was impressive. You're right. It's a warm, fuzzy kind of appearance. You
oh.
know.
Yeah.
And patients need that. You know,
yeah.
they want to walk in and know that they're going to be cared for. So, your image is terrific.
Oh, thank you. And that's important, you know. There are a lot of people that come here because they do feel comfortable and safe. And I know a lot of the dispensary-like places and dispensaries, because I've been in a bunch of them myself coming from California, they, you know, they tend to get you in and get you out. And they might have pamphlets and brochures hanging around, but not a lot of people there to really ask what, you know, what ails you. And
make them feel
what,
welcome.
Yeah, what you really need.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Yeah.
So we hope that the dispensaries here are going to do just that.
Saturdays are our networking day. We like to have
classes, events.
Classes and events. And it
that would be a good day then.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for this guide.
Yeah.
The patients just eat this thing up. They love it.
Put two in their pocket. They're one for their friends and one for them. So.
I know. They love this, and we love it.
Well,
and we are going to be getting Volume 4 soon, right?
Yeah, right?
Yep. You should have it shortly. So make sure you have extra this time so you don't run out. And
yeah.
I can't thank you enough for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll be down soon. I'll come down and see you guys.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You guys
right,
take care.
You
have
too.
A good
have
night.
A great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
All right.
Sweet lady.
Yeah, that was great.
Good information.
Bless you out there. Yeah, really good information.
She has definitely taken on a feat for the Arizona area, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. And, you know, that's a great idea to have one place that you could go, a canalist, if you will.
A canalist and the political. Having.
Yeah, you know, it really is important because nothing gets changed, you know, especially in, well, anywhere.
You can't sit back and just watch.
Yeah, you can't just gripe about things and not do anything about it. You got to get
out
there.
And voting and
you got to talk to your Congress people, Senate people, everybody. You got to talk to all your political people.
Come out of the cannabis closet.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's see. What kind of news do we have going on around town here, around anywhere? Well, you know, speaking of voting, three states are set to vote on legalizing pot. Here's a little snippet if you want to read this, Cannabis Kid.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and read that.
Just a little one there.
A catchy pro-marijuana jingle from Colorado voters considering legalizing the drug gozers like this. Jobs for our people, money for our schools. Who could ask for more? It's a bit more complicated than that. In three states, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, that could become the first to legalize marijuana this fall. The debate over how much tax recreational marijuana laws could produce is playing an outsized role in the campaigns for against legalization. And both sides can say that they are not really sure what happened. One extreme pro-pot campaigners say it's proven in windfall for cash crop states with new tax on pot reduced criminal justice costs. So how interesting is that?
Yeah.
Those three states are going to be one of the first three, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's definitely an interesting topic, legalization. I know there's a big, you know, a big discussion between legalization and decriminalization. And we had our lawyer here this last weekend, Saturday, talking about just the difference between the two and his opinion. And what do you think, Cannabis Kid? What do you think about the two?
Well, leaning on both sides, I mean, I think we need to get out there and talk about what's going on. I think that money for schools is important. Jobs for people is important. But there's also patients that are out there that
need medication. That are the most important,
that are
right?
the most important. And this medicine works for them. What is this big ordeal about?
Well, and if they want to do something, you know, like what they do with alcohol or, you know, I think we may have had a caller in there. Do we?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Want to say anything about our legalization versus decriminalization?
Well, it depends on the political atmosphere of your state.
Okay.
For instance, say Colorado is totally regulated. You know, they've got it in place and it's functioning very well. It makes complete sense for them to go for a legalization effort at this time. If you took a state like Montana and tried to run a legalization effort down that chute right now,
mm-hmm.
it would be an utter failure. We're already so backwards right now as it is.
Yeah. Well,
so that's what I mean by political atmosphere. You really have to know the feel of where you're at. And, you know, one thing that's been interesting about, you know, I travel to a lot of different states and lobby there. So in traveling to all the different states, there's such a different feel. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we landed in Arizona in April for the conference down there, they were arresting people in Arizona for tincture.
Yeah, they sure were.
That blew my mind. It blew my mind.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Heidi. But I think the biggest point that you made earlier was the fact that people need to get political. They need to get
talking. They have to, because that's who's in control of this right now is the government. And the only way the people
the people are supposed to be in control of the government. Right now, the most frustrating thing for everybody is the government is in control of the people, and that's completely backwards from what our founding fathers wanted, wished for, and wrote up on our hemp paper. That's the Constitution.
Amen. That's exactly right. And they said if we didn't like it, we could change it. I just don't think they counted on this kind of system being put in place.
Well, and I think so many people, I don't know if it's our education system or how we lose our kids to the political process, but, you know, our voter base that controls a lot of what happens in this nation is the elderly population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not our younger people.
I know.
I mean, I was surprised to look at voter numbers and how the turnout is in other states. You know, like a presidential election, they all run for the ballot box then, but if it's not a presidential election, people don't turn out to vote. And that's when the opposition runs stuff through.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, well, there's a classic example. I'll use out of Colorado. Windsor, Colorado lost their cannabis law in that town strictly because they wound up having their dispensary moratorium ballot put on the same time as a tax issue with the elderly, and then they didn't educate the elderly. So the elderly were all a bunch of brainwashed people who were still seeing reefer madness and freaking out, and they completely lost medical cannabis right there just for the fact that they had an issue on the ballot at the same time as something that really drove voters to the voter box.
Right.
Wow.
They seem to do that a lot.
Well, that's where we as people have to know what's going on politically and understand the flavor of where we live and what's going on. And we have to be respectful at all times, you know. You don't call people up on a radio show and hijack them.
That's right.
That's not cool.
No, that's not cool, especially when the host can't get to the mute button enough.
Yeah.
No, that's lame.
You can edit that, so just edit it out and throw it back up there.
Yeah, definitely could have handled that in a different way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that was lame. Anyway,
but that's
the
kind of stuff that destroys an industry that I always try to talk about, solidarity. Because you know what? In every industry, there's bad eggs. Every one of them. What state you go to, there's a good guy, there's a bad guy. You got this one throwing mud at that one. And, you know, the opposition preys on that.
I know.
You think they sit back and laugh when they see that happen. Because they're like, hey, those idiots are going to go kill each other. We don't have to deal with it. They're going to just take themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it happens.
Yeah, more so than not. Cool. Well, Heidi, thanks for popping in on our show tonight. That's awesome. I know you're up late over there.
Ooh, buddy.
I know.
Time zone hopping is challenging sometimes.
Yeah, I bet. Well,
I'm an early bird.
Well, thanks for being a late bird tonight.
Thanks, Heidi.
Yeah, I can do the hoot owl thing, too.
All right. Say hi to the fam.
I will. Hey, and you guys keep up the good work and stay in touch. We're going to be working out Irvin Rosenfeld's 30 years of receiving meds from the Fed tour here soon, over the next year. We're hoping to hit as many states as we can. When four people in the nation have been receiving meds from the Fed, one of them for 30 years.
Yeah.
Come on, people. We got to get that message out there and
I know.
Really show off the hypocrisy and let those elderly people see how they can get rid of prescription medication and get the silver tour out there. And,
So should we be expecting you next year?
Pardon me?
Should we be expecting you next year down here in Tucson?
Yeah, if we can work it out. I want to get back down there. We really had a good time when we were there in April. The Patients Out of Time Medical Cannabis Conference down there was just amazing.
That was amazing. I talk to other patients about it all the time and saying, I can't believe you missed that. So.
Well, it was, you know, it's hard for patients to get there, too, and that's where we need our publications out there, and that they need to be the hub and the source, and they need to connect their communities as best as they can, you know, and really get the information hammered out there so that everybody, you know, they need to become a tool.
Right.
A tool for people to use. With my publication in Montana, Montana Connect, I always swore, and I still will be to this day when we get our industry back, I'm going to be smacking politicians in the head with that for another 20 years until we win this fight.
Right.
But
right.
The reason I can even smack them in the head with it is because it's done responsibly and respectfully, and It's not a boob fest. So, you know, you really can't beat up a politician with something that's filled with boobs and butts. It just isn't very effective, if you know what
right.
I mean. But then, you know, if you get them something that's done and based on a lot of the medical, like I've done, and keep it politically driven to where they see that it's going to affect a vote and it could affect their seat. You know, one thing, Facebook and the social media is a very powerful tool. Everybody out there needs to know that. Get involved out there, friend up, and meet your politicians on Facebook. Now, I recently just scared off one of my Missoula guys because I called him on the floor because he wanted to vote to kill Cash Hyde in our last session.
What?
And he's been my friend on Facebook ever since. He voted for repeal to take medicine completely away from the patients in Montana the day after we had Cash in the Capitol with Irvin in March.
Poor little Cash.
It was the same week as the raids where we had 26 raids in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So when the raid started, we had senators high-fiving in the hall. We got them. Okay? We had a lot of illegal stuff happen politically. And that's where, unless you're in the Capitol and you're there on the pulse of it all, and somebody's up there, you don't know that. And so you don't know what happened. So you've always got to have your people up there at the Capitol working for the fight. And they've got to be in there. If they can't, if you can't pay a lobbyist, somebody's just got to go up there and flip and do it. You know,
yeah.
You can't just say, hey, we can't afford to pay a lobbyist, so well. No, you go fight like we did in Montana last year. And that's how you learn those things. And then you change what happens in your state and affect the vote and let people know what happens. I spent hours putting together my Montana Connect YouTube channel strictly from legislative videos that I pulled off the legislative site. So anybody can go there and see over 500 legislative videos that were pulled through the repeal hearings and all the other bills we presented.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then when you go and you go back and you pull that, you know, well, for me it was a real, that session, I worked in my state capitol for over 10 years. I was a dedicated Montana state employee, and I love my job, and I love my capital, and I'd been up there working with those people for many years. That was the only session in my entire life where I wanted to leap the rail and choke the shit out of somebody on the floor. Ever.
Wow.
But it was also one of my most meaningful and educational ones because we were so tied into our people up there. We could tweet and Facebook and watch the phones ring and the notes go out to them on the floor. When we tweeted and when we Facebooked and when we sent out our emails, the people responded, and the senators just didn't listen. But I'll tell you what, they responded. And to be able to have that response, even though they were ignored, to have that response was just amazing and incredible. I mean, there is at one point, one of our House representatives, Ed Noonan, yeah, it's Ed or Pat Noonan, but it's Noonan, he had said that at one point they were getting 100 emails a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, from what we were generating up there because they were trying to take away our law.
Right.
Can't
so, you know, get that magazine out there, support them, get them going, and turn them into a political tool. You know, help them be a political tool. If there's somebody who's a patient out there who's really into politics and they drive you nuts because they talk about it all the time, send them the magazine and have them write.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she definitely liked your idea.
Yeah, that's for sure.
She definitely.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody doesn't realize. Everybody out there wants to beat their chest and say, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. It's not about that. Everybody has their abilities and their skills and their talents.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to recognize that in people and go, hey, they're really good with pediatric application. We're going to send them over there.
Right.
Oh, wait, we need a federal patient. Let's pull him in and throw him over here in lobby.
There
you
go.
So you just have to pull in the different skills for what's needed. I mean, when we went and lobbied in Michigan to stomp out the glaucoma bill that they were sure was going to be freight trained through the House or through the whole Senate and pass the bill. well, we threw two federal patients at them and one of them had glaucoma.
Wow.
And then I threw down the whole constitutional thing about, do you know how unconstitutional your bill is that you're presenting? You need to look up case law of U.S. versus Randall from 1976 and how he won the constitutional right to keep his sight.
Yeah.
Because
oh
that's
gosh.
Why we even have cannabis. Everybody forgets about the first case, which was Robert C. Randall. That's case law. That's constitutional case law right there. It was a constitutional right that they could not take away something that helped him.
There you go.
Well,
and that should still be the case today. People need help, and they shouldn't be able to take it away.
You have to dig back that far into the files and go back to those, you know. And if we could ever resuscitate Judge Francis Young's ruling, we wouldn't be where we are today. He ruled it was one of the safest medicines out there and that it should be available to everybody.
Absolutely. You've got to spread that.
But that's where politics, you know, we don't have an active we don't have a properly organized team.
No.
Fights within themselves, you know, they can't have a logical conversation because they get too emotional.
That's true. And you get callers like we just did who can't even do things professionally. Well, we are going to
thank you, Heidi.
Yeah, so much for chatting with us tonight. We've got a special guest there we didn't even know. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. It was so nice to call and hijack your show.
Yeah, we love that.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a great way.
Hey, let me give you one last tip of advice, and then I'll throw myself off the line because I got to go to bed. But one thing for every advocate out there, when your brain is about to explode because you're just on information overload and you've just been running your little brain out and you're exhausted and you just think you can't do anymore, they got to step back. Take a breath, medicate, and look at things from 30,000 feet. They have to step completely back from it and look at the whole picture from 30,000 feet. And until they can really relax and breathe, don't step back in. Keep that 30,000 foot look going until you're ready to step back in, because then you can step right back in and be on point.
There you go. Get a little clear-headed.
Yeah.
All right, take care, guys, and keep
all right, thank you
so
much, Heidi.
Good night, Heidi.
Good night.
Well, Belle, we have got the empathy tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and start off on why and why not. We've got the why is the synthetic cannabis. If cannabis has no medicinal value, why are pharmaceutical companies copying and tweaking its activity and active ingredients to make drugs that they can patent? So in this picture, we've got doctors and scientists in this big, long warehouse. You guys can see it out there. Big, long warehouse. And doctors and scientists are looking it over, and there's a whole bunch of plants, and they've got their magnifying glasses out, and one guy's got like a little notebook out writing down all these notes. And the other doctor's got syringes in his pocket and all kinds of different things, and taking samples of it. And then they've got Sativa X, Marinol, and Sesame. And those are the pharmaceutical ones that they have out right now. And those are made from, they have Solvay Pharmaceuticals, Valiant Pharmaceuticals, GW Pharmaceuticals, and our good friends at Bayer. So why synthetic cannabis? This brand name Marinol and the brand name Sesame are synthetic versions of the Delta-9 THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Both drugs are FDA approved and available by prescription in the United States and internationally. Until the patient patent expired and cheaper generics became available, the average Marinol prescription cost $678 for 1 month supply of 10 milligrams of pills. Nebulon is made from the Illy Lily, made by Illy Lily, costs about $400 a bottle for about 21 milligram capsules. The average dose is 2 milligrams a day. This averages out to a bottle every 10 days for a yearly cost of, get this,
$14,600. Oh my gosh. Whoa.
GW Pharmaceuticals makes Sativa X by liquefying it and blending cannabis plants of known composition, one THC dominant and one CBD dominant, to produce a standardized tincture. According to National Health Services, the United Kingdom, the price of Salvatierra is $125 per bottle, which is usually about double so on add what? Okay. So 125 per 10 milligram vial, which is for typical patients, means approximately 11 per day. This amounts to about $6,355 per year for the Sativax. That if someone that needed that medication needed to spend, instead of getting it the natural way, which using all its beneficials. So you want me to? Do you want to read? Why not?
I'll try and read the why not here. Did you describe that pretty picture? I was in the restroom.
I didn't get to describe this pretty picture over here on the why not side.
Well, this one's beautiful. You got a little. Well, you got a couple patients here, tending to their garden in the backyard with their certifications hung on the fence there to show they're legal. And it says, why not the whole plant and its derivatives? Unlike Marinol and Sesamet, which are single molecule medicines, the cannabis plant contains numerous helpful ingredients. In addition to cannabinoids, the plant produces flavonoids, the main constituents of plant pigments, and aromatic terpenoids, the main constituent of essential oils that contribute to its healing effect both cumulatively and synergistically. Sativex provides the full complement of helpful ingredients, but patients must pay dearly for manufacture of a precisely standardized product. Growing your own plant can be much more economical and rewarding, depending on your abilities and access to a garden. A seed or clone typically costs $10 to $15, can produce anywhere from 50 grams to a kilogram of dried flowers. A medical marijuana user's typical dose is 1 gram per day, approximately an ounce a month. A single plant can produce enough medicine for a year, which is why the pharmaceutical industry is opposed to legalizing cultivation.
Maybe they just won't make their money.
No, absolutely. Although they would help the patients.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, we had quite a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Shirley, from
Mary Jane Survival Guide.
MJSurvival.com. What a great guide. And thanks, Heidi,
for coming out.
And Let's Connect USA on Blog Talk Radio. You can find that every morning, 8 o'clock, Tucson time. That's 11 a.m. Florida time. Thank you. We would like to thank just a quick shout-out tonight for Growers House, AZ Med Testing, and Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting this fabulous show.
Stay tuned next week for the marijuana policy, and in the weeks ahead,
Marijuana Policy Project might goof on the typo.
Sorry. Marijuana Policy Project. And in the weeks to come, we've got USMMCOC, Doug Fine.
Yeah, United States Medical Marijuana Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, that's a big one. This one.
Doug Fine and more.
Yeah. Now remember, be smart.
Be safe and educate. Thank you so much for joining Weeds Day Wednesday.
You guys have a good night.
Catch y'all next week. Woo! Woo.